And then in the end, it says, like you were using the words, explicitly what it takes to get sent to hell. It's towards the end. It's in like the last two pages where it talks about sorcerers, dogs.
Gospel, good news, eternal life. Okay. Test yourself. There's a neuropath. Yeah, one lie is going to put you outside of the kingdom. One sin.
Yeah.
One sin put Adam and Eve out of the kingdom. So you gotta test yourself, and you gotta be willing to repent and come out of all sin, all transgressions. Most people don't even know what sin is. I was just telling a man that a lot of people know that homosexuality is an abomination to God. It is. The Bible says that. But you know what else is an abomination to God? The shedding of innocent blood, like abortion. Telling a lie.
Oh, yeah.
And then in Proverbs 6:17, it says, a proud look.
Oh,
so
yeah.
America's full of pride and fashion and lifting themselves up, and that's an abomination to God.
This right here is just like the perfect example
Satan's kingdom.
Of everything you should never, ever do.
Yeah.
That picture over there on the wall is a picture of destruction.
Yeah, New Age. Yeah.
It is, but it's a picture. The cat represents destruction.
Yeah, Maslow. I think Maslow is not a psychologist type mindset and all of that.
He recognized the area he was in.
Yeah.
He was writing warnings.
Yeah.
His art, he's got another one where there's flowers, but they're all melting.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, this place was very Florida.
Yeah.
The land of flowers. But look at it, it's melting, and he has little faces of ghosts.
Yeah. The world is heading in that direction. And you know what? The one big thing that's happened recently, well, I don't know if it happened recently, but it's talked about recently, AI. Artificial intelligence is, I believe, what is going to be a big part of the end times. The Bible talks about he'll give the image of the beast to speak. I think AI, they're already talking about these guys that are inventing AI. You know what they literally say? They say we're creating a godlike being.
Well, yeah.
A godlike being. You can't create a godlike being, but they think they're creating a godlike, an all-knowing.
Because, you know, if you take a computer and you hook it up and you put the AI in it, you hook it up to the internet.
Right.
And if the one thing it needs is
a connection.
Of power.
Yep.
If you make a whole fusion generator, you give the computer the same three things as a deity.
Yeah.
It's everywhere, it knows everything, and it's
It's a false god, but it's gonna be a god like, and the Bible says it's gonna deceive people. The Antichrist is gonna rise up and deceive people. There's a one world religion that's coming. They get mad when we preach the truth, but there's a one world religion coming that's gonna be all inclusive. Let's just all get along. Truth doesn't matter. Let's be all inclusive. You're LGBT, you're Muslim, you're Catholic, you're this, you're that. That's not Christ. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Unless you're on the truth, you're going to be put outside of the kingdom.
Well, I'm okay. One of the things I recognize, there's some people who are very staunch in what they are.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing, what I've been doing, and I checked it out, is I've been offering the Gibeonite Treaty, where the Gibeonites put the fool on, they fooled Israel into letting them live. And God said, okay, as long as they keep it, you can take care of them. You know, which when John said, after AI, they were going to Gibeon, and they met the Gibeonites, where they said, oh, they look at us, we've traveled from thousands of miles to come here just to make treaty with you. And then they found out later on, it's the next city. And Joshua says, he looks up at God and says, what do I do? And he says, hey, you made the treaty, you keep it. They keep the treaty too. And as long as they keep the treaty, they're protected.
Yeah, God's a God of covenants.
Yes, it is. And the thing of it was, as long as they keep their side of the treaty, you treat them right. As soon as if they ever break it, kill every single freaking one of them. So I'm offering basically the same thing to the pagans.
If I
didn't feel it, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
And to the Christians in the unaligned, they get a straight Christian line from.
Yeah. Well, the church systems are deceiving people. Not one of them is teaching the truth.
Oh, no.
The truth is found in Christ and His Word, and they're all about corruption and about business. They're about money. They're about traditions of men. Satan, I was telling a lady the other day, no, today it was. I was telling a lady today, Satan's very deceptive. You know why? And he's very smart. He'll take you as a whore or a drug addict in the gutter, or he'll take you as a lost person in the pew. He don't care.
Oh, yeah.
He'll deceive you anyway. So he's infiltrated religion. He's infiltrated drugs and porn and sports and politics and entertainment. There's no hope in politics.
Oh, yeah.
You think Biden or Trump are any different when you have the 200 families of the world controlling everything?
They're just
none of that's
going to
make any difference.
They're just opposite sides of the coin of politics.
Yeah, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, so we don't fight for this world kingdom. We preach and promise people what's coming to repent, come out of this world system, come out of the churches, conform your life, ask God for his truth, his spirit. It'll change how you act, talk, live, dress, spend your money. It will change everything. And then you have a promise of eternal life and the incorruptible to come. Other than that, look around you. Everything you see, Satan's kingdom, God's coming to burn and destroy. So put your hope and faith in the eternal.
That's it. I'll tell everybody that hellfire is a terrible thing to go through. That destroys both your body and your soul.
God's a consuming fire.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know I can help you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank
Check out my website.
And thank you for being out here today.
God be praised.